العاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We continue إن شاء الله with the chapter of the stoning. And we mentioned yesterday that the first type prohibitions for which Allah has spelled out specific punishments, they are known as al-hudud, prescribed punishments. It is called hudud from the word had, which means deterrent. This is because these punishments deter people from committing these sins. We talked yesterday as the first type, and we mentioned from these hudud is had al-zina, and I think كما سيرد لاحقا. We will see that later on from Surah An-Nur. We'll talk about that later. We'll go with the second tab and third tab, and then we'll start for the second. We'll talk about it, inshallah.
The second type, prohibitions for which Allah did not spell out prescribed punishments. However, there is ta'zir, discretionary punishment. It is left for the juristic conclusion of the one in authority to judge with what he considers will serve as a deterrent. This is what is called ta'zir, disciplining the perpetrator. The third type, prohibitions which do not have a had or ta'zir. Rather, there is only threat, wrath, curse, fire, and other types of threat. For example, the consumption of riba, usury, gambling, etc. For these, they are severe threats that deter the one whose heart contains iman. But the one whose heart is without iman, or whose iman is weak, then there is indeed accountability and punishment awaiting him in the hereafter. For Allah has forbidden these prohibitions. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah farada fara'ida فلا تضيعوها وحرم أشياء فلا تنتهكوها وسكت عن أشياء رحمة بكم غير نسيان فلا تسألوا عنها." Allah has prescribed certain obligations, so do not neglect them. He has prohibited certain things, so do not violate them. And He has kept silent concerning other things out of mercy for you, not out of forgetfulness. So do not ask questions concerning them.
Okay, so let's stop quickly here for these three types that we mentioned. There are the hudud, and there is the ta'zir, and there is the last one, which is prohibitions, but without punishments, which is, we mentioned the gambling. Those who do gambling, there is no punishment for them, or those who use riba or deal with riba, there is no punishment for them, except that they are considered doing kaba'ir. Min kaba'ir al-ithm, and this is, of course, it has to be reminded and, you know, continuously about these major sins, because they burn the hasanat as the wood burn the
fire,
as a fire burn the wood. These, I mentioned yesterday about az-zina, and I found something, you know, I was reading and I forgot to mention that Imam Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said that لا يوجد منذ أيام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الآن حد في الزنا. Meaning, from the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم until now, the had of zina has not been established شهودا. Let me clarify this. Never been set as be punished as a case of shuhud, witnesses. ولكنه وقع إقرارا. وقع إقرارا. Means إقرارا means by someone to confess. And the example of this الغامدية. She came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and she told him, يا رسول الله أنا حبلى من الزنا. I am pregnant from zina. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he do the first time? He turned away. He didn't listen. She came the second time. She came the third time. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, then go. After three times, as she said that she wanted to what? She's here to confess about a major sin that there is no witnesses except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, she went and he told her, do not come to me until you deliver your baby. So she left for 9 whole months. You have to understand this. And she came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the baby in her, between her arms. قالت يا رسول الله, here is my baby. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, go back and do not come to me until حولين كاملين, until you الفطام, whatever the meaning of فطام is, when you make your baby not in need of your milk in a way, حولين, you know, the 2 years. So she left again for 2 years. And she came back again to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in hadith that the boy was next to her standing, and وفي يده كسرة خبز, and in his hand a piece of bread, meaning he's ready. Subhanallah. يا أخوان, والله, when I talk about this hadith, it just fascinates me, the sincerity of this woman for her repentance. She could have gone and went 9 months and not come back. Right? But yet she wants to come back. And she knows what? She knows that Rajm is the qisas. Rajm. Rajm. To be buried up to your neck in a hole and have people. And don't tell me like Rajm al-Jamarat. You have to use the pebbles. You use the stone that you wish. This side, this, and you got to aim at the head. سبحانك يا رب. الله سبحانه وتعالى told us what? ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله. There is no رأفة here. There is no رحمة. There is قصاص. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بحفرة. The hole was dug. She put inside the حفرة and رجمت. وكان ممن رجم خالد رضي الله عنه. You know خالد ابن الوليد, who broke 9 swords في مؤتة. 9 swords. The swords made of what? Wood? Steel. They broke in his arm. Imagine a man in this strength stoning a woman with a stone. You tell me about quarterback? This is a power. And when he hit from the speed of the strike that he struck the woman in her head, the blood scattered and came on him. Then he said something bad about her. فقال نهاره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقلت يا خالد لقد تاب التوبة. She has repented a repentance. لو وزعت على أهل المدينة لكفتهم. If أهل المدينة, all of them, her repentance were distributed in all of them, it will be enough. Sincerity, brothers. Sincerity. Something that we don't see it in our hearts. Very important. We miss sincerity. What we have in our hearts, it is personal gain, pride, has nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you see from us these days. Sa'd ibn Ubadah. You know Sa'd ibn Ubadah, right? Who's Sa'd ibn Ubadah? Who's Sa'd ibn Ubadah? No way. Sa'd ibn Ubadah. There is Sa'd ibn Ubadah and there is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Who is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh?
Amir Ansar.
Huh?
Amir Ansar.
Aus. They were all from the Ansar. He is the Amir of Aus. And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is the Amir of Khazraj. SubhanAllah. We need Kitab Sir Alam al-Nubala. We have to get this book. Wallahi, brothers. These names are stars in our skies. Stars. We're not talking about local people now. Go 100 years back, these names, ulama, they are good. But before we know about these ulama, our ulama, if I say Ibn Uthaymeen, you know. If I say Ibn Baz, you know. But you don't know Sa'd ibn Ubadah? Who, man huwa hariyun bika an ta'arif? Who has the priority for you to know first? Ibn Baz or Sa'd ibn Ubadah? Ashab al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through them, we know our ulama, right? So he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, al-zaniyatu wa-zani, fajidu kullu wahdi minhuma mi'at ajr. The ayat. Qala ya Rasulullah, yajid ahaduna imra'atahu ma'a rajul. One of us will find his woman, his wife, he's talking about his woman, mean wife, with a man, and he tell them, yumhilhuma. He'd wait until he gets four witnesses, because you need four witnesses. قال الله لا يكون ذلك إلا بالسيف. You know, before I leave, I'm not going to leave to look for witnesses before I finish them both with my sword. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ينظر إلى الأنصار. He looked at the Ansar. ما خزرج. قالوا يا رسول الله. Don't blame him. He is too jealous. لا يتزوج إلا بكر. He only married virgin. وإذا طلقها, and if he divorced, none of us will dare to marry her من شدة غيرته. And even if he divorced his woman, none of the Ansar will dare to marry her because he is too jealous. Even though is she his wife? She says no more longer. But no one, because he's too jealous. So the Prophet ﷺ is trying to explain to us something, that these hudud, it has to be in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولكن لو جاء رجل, if a man comes and he finds his wife, والعياذ بالله, نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى العفو والعافية, he finds his wife with another man and he killed both, فهل يقام علي الحد? Will the had will be falling into, will be applied on this man? And the answer in that moment, no. Because it is a matter of honor. And those who die for their honor, shaheed. For example, you try to defend your family and you get killed. فَأَنْ مَنْ مَاتَ فِي أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيد. Those who die for their honor. So this is teachings, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in the Quran and through the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about how we deal with our daily lives. And that's why the Mu'allif here said, Al-Rajmu Haqq, it is Haqq. And we'll continue inshallah. We mentioned the other tools, with Ta'zir, which is the second part. What is the transition for Ta'zir? What is...
discretionary punishment.
This what?
Discretionary.
Discretionary punishment. Al-Ta'zir meaning it's up to the ruler. Sometimes they let him leave the town for 1 year. And sometimes they are being asked to leave and not to take their shahada. And depending on, as I said, the Amir or the Wali al-Amr fi tilka al-Bilad. And the third part, we mentioned these are has no hudud, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it min al-kabair, al-riba, wa shurb al-khamr, wal-qimar, ila akhir, ila akhir. Continue inshallah with the second, where we stopped here inshallah, and like about 3 minutes, we'll just finish the page and we'll stop here inshallah.
One of these hudud is the punishment for committing zina. Zina is the performance of unlawful sexual intercourse with other than those permissible to him. This is what is meant by zina. Performance of unlawful sexual intercourse, which Allah has forbidden except with legal and sound marriage. Allah the Most High says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. And those who guard their chastity, i.e. private parts from illegal sexual acts, except with their wives and the women, slaves whom their right hands possess, for then they are not blameworthy. But whosoever seeks beyond that, then it is those who are trespassers. Meaning those who exceed the lawful for the unlawful, those who commit unlawful sexual intercourse are of two categories. He is either one who has not previously had sex with his wife in a sound marriage, which protects him. Such a person is a virgin. The punishment for such person is that he be flogged 100 lashes. Allah the Most High says, الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. The woman and the man guilty of illegal sexual intercourse, flog each of them with 100 stripes. Let not pity withhold you in their case, in a punishment prescribed by Allah, if you believe in Allah and the last day, and let a party of the believers witness their punishment. This punishment is for unmarried persons guilty of the above crime, but if married persons committed, the punishment is to stone them to death according to Allah's law.
Okay, we'll stop there inshallah. The ayah mentioned أَجِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا 100 جَلْدَةٍ. Did not talk about stoning at all. Did the ayah mention any stoning? وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Then where the stoning came from? Inshallah, will next Friday. Well, the ayah, I don't know why it's mentioned here in the translation here, it's mentioned the stoning. This is addition. I don't know why they put it here. You know, I thought you were going to catch this. But is there anything about stoning here?
Not in the ayah.
Okay, not in the ayah. But the tafsir added the word stoning. And if you look into the Quran, is there any way in the Quran you find anything about stoning? You're not going to find it. So inshallah, we'll talk about it next week, inshallah. Subhanakallah, bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Sheikh Kumar.